A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to a meal. When he arrived at the Pharisee's house and took his place at table, suddenly a woman came in who had a bad name in the town. She had heard he was coming, dining with the Pharisee, and had brought with her an alabaster jar of ointment. She walked behind him at his feet, weeping, and her tears fell on his feet. She wiped them away with her hair, and then covered his feet with kisses, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman is, and what sort of a person it is who is touching him, and what a bad name she has." Then Jesus took him up and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." He replied, "Speak on, Master." There was once a creditor who had two men in his debt. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. They were unable to pay, so he let them both off. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one who was let off more." "I suppose," Jesus said, "you are right." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "You see this woman? I came into your house, and you poured no water over my feet, but she has poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she's been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For this reason, I tell you that her sins, many as they are, have been forgiven her because she has shown such great love. It is someone who is forgiven little who shows little love." Then he said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were with him at table began to say to themselves, "Who is this man that even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now it happened that after this he made his way through towns and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. With him went the 12, as well as certain women who had been cured of evil spirits and ailments. Mary named the Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chutza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their own resources. This is the word of the Lord. Have you ever put a lot of time and energy into something, some event or something special? And suddenly it's all upstaged by something else, or worse still, someone else. That's what happened to Simon here in this gospel passage, and I think he didn't like it. Simon the Pharisee is, to outward appearances, a pretty good guy. He's respectable, does the right thing, looks good, keeps the rules, regulations, and follows all the legalistic requirements. Then he invites Jesus for dinner and conversation. Simon's a caricature of respectable religiosity. Yet he's upstaged by a woman whom he's labeled a sinner. She intrudes on the scene, breaking every convention, with no thought for the consequences or outward appearances. She, with a broken heart, seeks solace by giving what she can. Simon's attitude suggests he's not happy about that sort of woman who offers radical hospitality to Jesus and shows up the failure of Simon the Pharisee to do so, the host who has failed in that respect. She anoints Jesus' feet with her tears, but she's still called a sinner. Each of the Gospels highlights the way Jesus accepted and understood the people generally excluded by society from God's blessing. Prostitutes, tax collectors, lepers. Jesus' message caused offense. Those despised by the very religious people are now given a privileged place. But Jesus sees they are the ones who stand most in need of acceptance, dignity, and love. For too long we have looked the other way when women were demonized, beaten, or raped. For too long we have left women and children and gay people and indigenous people out of the deliberations that affect their lives. They've been told what kind of relationship to have with God. These are not just women issues or gay issues or children's issues, but human issues. They call into question the humanity of the perpetrators as well as us bystanders who do nothing. So when this woman of the city came upon the scene given in the gospel, can you just imagine how Simon's flesh would have crawled when he saw her? He knew her as a label or a commodity, not a person of dignity or worth. Through accepting her hospitality, Jesus therefore challenged almost everything that Simon stood for or thought. We can easily guess which side of the debate regarding Pope Francis the Pharisee would be on. Because the example Francis gave when he washed not the clean feet of priests, but he washed and kissed the feet of 12 inmates of the juvenile prison. Not only the feet of young men, but women also. Not only of women, but a Muslim woman as well. This was shocking for many traditionalists. Others were shocked that women, gypsies, and immigrants from North America were included. One canon lawyer said at the time that he feared that the Pope had set a questionable example. Another commentator said, "How can the Pope maintain discipline in the church if he himself does not conform to the prevailing ecclesiastical legislation?" Clearly, like Jesus, Pope Francis is violating some traditions. And we can easily recognize who Simon the Pharisee would be supporting. After the Pope had celebrated the Eucharist that day in the prison gym, he said, "Thank you, boys and girls, for your welcome today. I'm happy to be with you. Go forward, all right. Go forward. And do not let yourselves be robbed of hope. Do not let yourselves be robbed of hope. Understood? Always with hope, go forward." This was recorded in the Zenit News Service, March the 29th, 2013. Jesus sent the woman in the gospel away with hope and feeling liberated. We do not know about Simon, but for us today, the question is, how can we grow in respect and reverence for all people and delight in the great variety given us in humanity?